Week 4 of Locker Room Chats here continuing in 2026 on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Again here, Crittenden and Prophet. Joined alongside me is Chad Van Houten, head coach of the Valley Falls Girls. Again here right now on a nice 5-game stretch. It's been 5 games, coach, since we have last spoke, but in those 5 games, you were 3-2. What's gone really well for you and your unit since the last time we talked?
I feel like the girls are really starting to understand our offense. They're starting to see and understand where our cutters will come open and starting to get a feeling of when to drive the ball and when to pass the ball. On the defensive side of the ball, they're kind of getting a grasp on how to, when to play aggressive and when to give a little space. And we've been getting some really good minutes off the bench. It has made a huge difference.
So, of course, also since the last time we spoke, it was also the winter break. How did your team handle the break, and what are some things that you sought out to improve on with you and your team?
The girls showed up and put in a lot of hard work during Christmas. I think things are getting easier to install now that they understand what I expect and what Stacy expects, and it makes it a lot easier when we're all pulling in the same direction. And we kind of tightened up some of the stuff that we needed to work on.
Of course, some big things to talk about here. Great couple of standout performances from your players, including a 26th game from Cox. And offensively, how do you keep these, you know, stellar performances up from your players and your team as the season goes on, especially jumping in here into the Northeast Kansas League play?
Chloe's been super consistent all year. She's averaging probably 17, 18 points a game. Callie struggled a little early, but I feel like she's starting to find her shot a little bit. She was kind of in a little slump, but the last couple games, she's starting to find the basket. Gracie and Abby haven't scored quite as much as I think the two of them would like. They have done a tremendous job on the boards, getting rebounds and eliminating second chance points. I mean, it's just been huge. All the girls, like I said a minute ago, from the bench to the 5 starters contributing.
Well, diving in really in depth here to one of those games over the last 5 that you've played, Santa Fe Trail, they are a number 9 team in Class 4A. You're actually leading going into the fourth quarter. I know the loss was 47-41, but, you know, kind of tell me what it was like there to compete against a high-ranked team, and, you know, how do you think a performance like that for your team, despite being a loss, can contribute to the success later on this season for you and your group?
It was huge for our girls. They were big. They had some tall girls, and I think it helped our girls see that we can be quicker. We can outplay anybody that we face. And I attribute a lot to that, to the tough schedule we've had since the start of the season.
Upcoming here on your schedule, still McClouth and also Mar Hill. McClouth coming up here on Friday and then next Tuesday against Mar Hill Mount Academy. Of course, you've already played McClouth. You beat them by the decimating amount of 68-9. I mean, are you planning to put another whopper down there? You know, what's going to be kind of the analysis coming up here again, taking on the McClouth Bulldogs, but also at the same time, preview a little bit of that Mar Hill Mount Academy matchup coming up as well?
I think the girls will just keep doing what we've been doing. And that's just get better at what we do every day. If they run their offense and play aggressive defense the way they can, I think the rest of it will take care of itself.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 4 here of Coach's Shows.
Thank you, Crittenden. I appreciate it.
That was head coach Chad Van Houten of the girls team for the Valley Falls Dragons. This locker room chat has been brought to you by the Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Right after this, we'll head and talk to Caleb Gatzmeier of the boys.